This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico became the second state to establish hazard pay specifically for child care workers, the state announced Friday. The Children, Youth, and Families Department had already committed to subsidizing child care centers, including a monthly per-child bonus for those that remain open during the pandemic. But it's unclear how much of those subsidies have gone to the people actually caring for the kids. Before the new hazard pay was announced, some child care workers said their hours were being cut and that without access to unemployment or stimulus checks, they're struggling to care for their own families. KUNM's Yasmin Khan has more.
The childcare center that Elvia Taborda works at is still getting CYFD funds, she says, but her hours were cut in half. At $10 an hour, she's taking home less than $700 a month. She says the pay is too little. Supporting her two kids, paying rent, electricity, and gas, unfortunately, there are times when she doesn't have enough left to buy food. She says she doesn't want to go into debt. Taborda said there are normally 45 children at her center, but now it's down to about 16. She said she and her coworkers aren't eligible for unemployment or stimulus money, so they accepted the cut in hours. Candelaria Pacheco has worked in childcare for 12 years and opened her own registered center in her home last month. She cares for 7 children of doctors and nurses working in Albuquerque hospitals, working 22-hour days as some parents work days and others are on night shifts. She says at times she feels at risk of contracting the virus because their parents work directly at the hospital. Candelaria is getting paid $250 per child per month from the CYFD emergency subsidies for essential workers, but since her center is registered but not licensed, she's not eligible for the $250 per child bonus. She says they want the state to pay the woman directly, not the owners of the centers, because the owners only look out for themselves and they keep the money without giving it to the workers. And now some workers can't pay their rent. CYFD currently administers child care centers, but starting July 1st, the Early Childhood Education and Care Department will take over those services. Matt Bieber is communications director for the Early Childhood Department. He says federal stimulus money will go to ensure child care centers don't permanently close. He said he hopes directors are passing that money on to workers, but since they're not required to report how funds are spent, there's no guarantee. Bieber admitted child care workers deserve more compensation.
Early childhood educators are not typically well paid. They're often underinsured or uninsured, and as a result of that, are quite vulnerable. And that's all the more true now.
I also asked the Department of Workforce Solutions what they're doing to help childcare workers during this time, and I was directed back to CYFD. None of the 5 childcare center workers I spoke with had health insurance or unemployment benefits. Marian Mendez-Serra, community organizer with El Centro de Igualdad y Derechos, said it's wrong that undocumented workers can't access those benefits, even though they pay taxes just like other workers.
And it's amazing how the government was creative, right, about ensuring that undocumented folks pay taxes. They created the I-10, right, in order for undocumented folks to be able to pay taxes.
In mid-March, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced the state will provide free treatment to childcare workers diagnosed with COVID-19. Victoria Gomez, a community organizer with Olé New Mexico, says that's not enough.
But I was talking to a teacher who was like, well, what if I die? That doesn't help me at all. I'm still exposing myself and I'm still putting myself in huge risk for not that much pay to begin with.
Olé New Mexico announced Friday afternoon that their advocacy about hazard pay had led to the state's announcement of a $700 a month payment directly to workers. Elvia Taborda, the worker whose hours were cut, points out that, pandemic or not, childcare workers have always been essential. She says they're shaping the lives of children, so when they get to kindergarten, they'll have the skills they need with a strong base. She says they're doing their work well, despite not getting paid like they should be. I reached out to several child care centers in Albuquerque to understand how they're operating during the crisis, but didn't get a reply. For KUNM, I'm Yasmin Khan.